That we read from Psalm, the name Ashdod occurred. What is Ashdod? In 1976, it was my privilege, along with a surgical group, to visit Israel. We went there for scientific purposes and also to tour. And on one of the tours, we stopped at Ashdod. And all the men said, what are we here for? What is this all about? And I was glad to see Ashdod. That's where Dagon fell. Isn't it interesting? What interests the believer, the unsaved can't see anything in. Aren't you glad you're saved? Nothing better. Now, we continue our study on promises to the overcomers. Book of the Revelation, please. Chapter 2. Book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Verse 17. Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. That's our subject for today. As a background for our subject, Exodus chapter 16. Exodus chapter 16. Verse 4. Exodus 16, verse 4. You must pardon me. I've got some confusion in my notes. You know that happens. I remember my children used to ask, Daddy, where did you learn to write? And yet, once I won a penmanship contest. But when I got further on in school and the professor started to talk, I'm trying to take down everything. That's what spoiled my handwriting. Exodus, did I say? Chapter 16. Verse 4. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. The people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may test them whether they will walk with me or not. Verse 12. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. Verse 14. When the dew that had was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness they lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna. Let's stop there. Manna. What does manna mean? Manna means, what is it? They said to themselves, It is what? And those of you that have the New King James, the New American Standard, and other Bibles, it reads, what is it? Manna means, what is it? And then Moses answered, what is it? Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you. What is it? It's bread. John chapter 6. It is bread. What is it? It is bread. John chapter 6. Verse 32. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you that bread from heaven, gave you not bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. And the wilderness said, What is it? Moses said, It is bread. Our subject this afternoon, what is he? Who is he? He's the bread of life. Who is he? Is our subject. Now, how do you find out who he is? All sorts of books are written on who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Where do you find out who the Lord Jesus Christ is? Luke chapter 24. Now, I know that some of you are here for the first time, and you're not accustomed to my method. But I turn these pages, and as I have said before, listen carefully, and as you turn the pages of the Bible, you'll hear music. Listen carefully, and as you turn those pages, you'll hear a delightful sound. Luke chapter 24. They asked, What is it? He's the bread from heaven. Our question is, Who is he? Luke chapter 24, verse 27. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. You want to know who he is? Got to go to the scriptures. John chapter 5. Pardon me? John chapter 5. Correct. Verse 39. Who is he? Verse 39. Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. You want to know who he is? Search the scriptures. Now let's look at a few scriptures and see who he is. They saw bread in the wilderness. The Lord said, That is the bread from the wilderness, in the wilderness. He is the bread from heaven. They said, ask, what is it? We are asking, who is he? And the source of our information, God himself, the Word of God. Who is he? Matthew chapter 16. Now listen for the music. Some of you are smiling. Don't you hear the music when you're at home reading the Bible alone? Listen carefully. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. The scriptures are the authority that tell us who he is. 16:13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked for his disciples. He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, some Jeremias, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "Whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." The Son of the living God. That's who he is. Now, some time back, we looked into the matter of the Son of God. So we'll just make a brief review today. The meaning of Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, as Son of God, was everything that the Father is. You remember what he said to Philip? "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." He was all that the Father was. The Father, oh my, now listen carefully. The Father was never older than the Son. All right? The Father never taught the Son anything. The Father never disciplined the Son. Why? Because the Son and the Father are the same. If you have seen me, you've seen the Father. The Son. Who is he? Son of God. What else does the Scriptures tell us about him? I have a few notes here. Let me read. He said, "The Scriptures testify of me." So every time you read the Scriptures, you should see Christ in. Is that right? Some of you look puzzled. But the Scriptures testify of him. Therefore, every time you read the Bible, you should see him. That's logical, isn't it? Now, let me read for you a few. In Genesis, Christ is set forth as the seed of the woman. In Exodus, Christ is set forth as the Lamb of God. In Leviticus, he is set forth as the high priest. In Numbers, he is set forth as the star out of David. In Deuteronomy, he is the prophet like Moses. I'm not going to go through all 66. You don't need that. In Matthew, he's the king. In Mark, he's the servant. In Luke, he's the Son of Man. In John, he's the Son of God. I have another classification here. In Genesis, he's the creator and seed of the woman. In Exodus, he's the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest. In Deuteronomy, he's the prophet. I'm going to drop down. In Obadiah, he's the believer on Mount Ebrek. In Jonah, he's the one buried and risen again. In Nahum, he is our strength. In Zephaniah, he is mighty to save. Malachi is the Son of Righteousness. You know what he is in Revelation? King of kings and Lord of lords. How do you like that, beloved? You are to see him in every portion of the Scripture. Now let me read for you a little more about this wonderful man. The Lord Jesus Christ never admitted to any sin. He never acknowledged himself to be wrong. He never corrected himself. How about the politicians? He's right. They're always correcting themselves. "I misspoke myself. I didn't say what I mean." The Lord never did. Every time he spoke exactly what he meant. That's who he is. How does that make you feel? Some of you look so sad. This is salvation. This is our Lord. He never said he was sorry to anybody. How about it? He never apologized for anything that he said. Who is this man? He never consulted with anybody and he never asked anybody's opinion. And when they offered their opinion, he refused it. What a man he is. Who is this? We have seen that if we are to know who he is, we must turn to the scriptures. A few notes on the scriptures. In the Old Testament, Christ is seen in shadow. In the New Testament, he's seen in substance. Isn't that nice? Shadow, reality. In the Old Testament, he's seen in pictures. In the New Testament, he's seen in person. In the Old Testament, he's seen in type. In the New Testament, he's seen in truth. And I could go on, but I won't. What think you of Christ? What do you see in Christ? The soldiers saw in Christ a criminal. The women saw in Christ a benefactor. His mother saw in Christ a son. His disciples saw in Christ blighted hope. The first thief saw in him no hope. The second thief saw in him Christ as king. The centurion saw him as Christ. The priest saw him as an impostor. Demons saw him as the seed of David. The Lord God Jehovah saw him as his well-beloved son. Now, depending upon your avocation, your calling, whatever your calling, that Jesus Christ was the same. Let me read. To the artist, the Lord Jesus Christ is altogether lovely. You've heard of the Mona Lisa, that great painting? If you ever get a chance and you go over to look at the Mona Lisa, it's a masterpiece. To the artist, the Lord Jesus Christ is the altogether lovely one. To the architect, he's the chief cornerstone. To the baker, he's the living bread. To the banker, he is the hidden treasure. To the biologist, he is life. To the builder, he is the sound foundation. To the carpenter, he is the door. And I could go down the list. You don't want to hear anymore. And then you know, you can ask who he is from the alphabet. A. He's the second Adam. He's our advocate. Alpha and Omega. Ancient of Days. Angel. The Anointed One. B. Begotten of God. Beloved. Bishop of our souls. The Branch. C. Captain of our salvation. Carpenter's Son. Chiefest of 10,000. And I could go through the whole alphabet. There's only one letter for which you cannot find a character of Christ. That's the letter X. There is in the Bible no word beginning with the letter X that describes the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you know as I do, in mathematics, X stands for the unknown. Am I right? All right. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 13, and we're going to find X. Romans chapter 11, I'm sorry. Verse 33, letter X. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways passing out. That's X. Let me go through some more. Who is he? Oh, I have another one here. Somebody else has taken the alphabet and worked out the attributes of Christ in a little different way. Alphabetically, he's our advocate, the anointed, Alpha, all things. Oh my, let me stop. And let me go back a little bit. In the Psalms, you read there some wonderful things concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our rock, Psalm 18. He's our fortress, Psalm 71. He's our deliverer, Psalm 9. He's our God, Psalm 91. He's our strength, Psalm 18. He's our buckler and horn, Psalm 91. Our salvation, Psalm 118. Our high tower, Psalm 18. He's our song, Psalm 118. Isn't this lovely? He's our shepherd. All these things. Who is he? Oh, how wonderful. Then we go on. He's my refuge, my song, my light, my goodness, my shepherd. John 13, he's my master. John 15, he's my friend. First Timothy, he's my savior. Psalm 19, he's my redeemer. I like this one. New York City, that wicked city, where I was born, raised, saved, and educated. In the marketplace, a lady used to come and sing. And she didn't sing for money. She just came and sang. You know one song that she sung that I have heard, never heard the words of, never known? And if you know this song, let me know, please. He is my everything. How about that? Who is he? What is that? The bread. He's the bread. Who is he? My everything. You want to know something, beloved? I'm finished. You tell me what he is. I've told you the little bit I know of who he is. Now you tell me who he is. He is everything to me. Is he to you? 335. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. The fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley. In him alone I see all I need to cleanse and fully make me whole. The bright and morning star. The fairest of 10,000 to my soul. We don't have much of things down here, do we? But oh, what we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't know that we have ever sung this before, brother. The conductor said, yes, we can do it.